So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, ha'ima l'chaver base core offer on the maichalach. Someone specifies that he's selling a base core measurement of earth, which is an area of 75,000 square amas that is suitable for planting. If the property contained ditches 10 tefachim deep or rocks 10 tefachim high, and as the Rashbam explains, the ditches or rocks measure 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and are therefore a separate entity, they're not included in the measurement of a base core, and the seller must give the buyer more flat land to compensate for these areas. However, pachas mikan nimdadinima. If these areas are less than 10 tefachim deep or high, they're included in the base core, as the Rashbam explains, the ein sod debalei trashim v'nikoyim purto ubatli lehu. It is understood that every field has slight mounds, rocks, and cracks, and they are part of the field. However, the Rashbam adds, a base core karka, if he merely referred to a base core, or if he said a base core of land, but did not mention earth, afilikula sloim higiyoi. The sale is valid even if the entire property consists of rock, because shema libnis bayis oy lemishtach bapei resolven lay. Perhaps he bought it to build a house or to spread out fruit to dry. After all, he did not specify that he wants to farm the property. The Gemara contrasts the Mishnah with a similar halacha. Generally, hektish nivde b'shavya. Most consecrated items are redeemed for their market value. However, there is an exception, sdeh achuza. An arable ancestral field which one has inherited from his paternal ancestors all the way to back to the days of Yeshu ben Nun, when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. This field is not redeemed by the owner for its actual value, but for an arbitrary value assigned to it by the Torah. As the following Mishnah Masechtas Erechin explains, Hamakdish Sodehu Bishas HaYovel. If one consecrates a Steh Achuza during the times when Yovel is in effect, the field is redeemed for a value predetermined by the Torah, namely, for a field of a base core, 50 shekel for a full Yovel cycle, and is prorated according to the number of years left until the next Yovel. The price adds, minayin l'rabis lesach v'chatzi lesach sa tarkiv v'chatzi tarkiv, tamaloy mesadim mikol makom. A smaller field is also redeemed at this rate. The Mishnah there continues, ha'yishem nekoyim amukim yud tvachim, oislam gevayin yud tvachim, enim dad nima. If there were ditches or rocks of 10 tefachim in the property, they are not considered part of this field, but a separate field that must be redeemed separately for their market value. Pachis mikanim dadnima. If they are less than 10 tefachim, they are included in the field. The Gemara asks, likachu ba'an pe nafshayu. Even though these ditches or rocks are considered separate fields and redeemed separately, they should still be redeemed at the rate of the Torah, not the market value. And the Gemara answers, b'nikoyim lei maimaskinen, delab b'nizriyaninu dum yudusloim. The Mishnah discusses ditches filled with water, and thus not arable, and the rocks are certainly not arable. Therefore, they are considered like ordinary assets and redeemed for their market value. Nevertheless, pachis mikan negani de aramikru shadri de aramikru. If they're less than 10 tefachim deep, they're referred to as the cracks and spines of the land, since land is never perfectly level, and they are redeemed as part of the field. This is the ruling of the Mishnah there regarding hamakdash de achuza. However, regarding our Mishnah, regarding Meicher, the Gemara rules, Afa b'she'ein malei mayim, even empty arable ditches are not included in the base kur, because ein adam reitze she'itin mo'ese b'makam achad v'yiru l'kishneim b'shleish m'kaimas. It's implicit in their agreement that the buyer will receive a normal property, because no one wants the inconvenience of cultivating land on two levels. The Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah, which rules pachis mikan nimdad nima. If these areas are less than 10 tefachim deep or high, they're included in the measurement of a base core. The Gemara qualifies this ruling. Terashim she'amru base arbaz kavin. The rocks under 10 tefachim are only included if they total an area of less than 4 kav per base saw, which is 1/45th of the total area. Similarly, the Rashbam explains, Huadin lekavayim b'chatzi kor. If he sold a half a kor, they cannot exceed 2 kav of non-arable area. Otherwise, the seller must give him other land to complete the full base core. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding the distribution of these 4 kav. Amar of Ukva bar Chama, v'hushim avloin b'chameshes kavin. They're included only if they're scattered throughout an area measuring at least 5 kav, and certainly if they are further apart. But if they're closer together, k'mishim efchonusim dami v'loi b'teili d'ke evan achas rochava dalad kavin dami. We treat these areas as if they were a single rock, and it is considered a separate entity and not included in the base core. However, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar of Yechanam, v'hushim avloin b'rubishal sada. They're included only if they're scattered throughout the majority of the field, i.e. 4 kav and 16 saw, a ratio of 1/4 kav per base saw. Otherwise, they're considered a separate entity and not included in the base core. The Gemara's inquiry is whether various arrangements of rocks, which make it progressively harder to plow the field, are counted towards the base core. Ruban b'me'uto u'me'utin b'ruba. What is the halacha if the four kav were scattered throughout the majority of the field, but in such a way that most of the rocks are in the minority of this section, and the rest are in the majority of this section? For example, if 9 quarter kav were distributed in 7 sa, and 7 quarter kav in 9 sa. Kisher. What is the halacha if the rocks were arranged like a bracelet in a circle? Kishura. What is the halacha if they are arranged in a row? Itzadinen. What is the halacha if they are arranged like the horns of a bull? Derech akolosin. What is the halacha if they are arranged in a crooked line, forming a zigzag pattern? The Gemara answers, takui, leaving these matters unresolved. The Gemara adds another qualification to the Mishnah's ruling. Im ha'yisela yichidi afila kol shehu ein nim dedima. A single rock, no matter how small, if situated along the field's boundary, but not contained within the field, is not included in the base court. Similarly, im ha'yisamach lemeitzer afila kol shehu ein nim dedima. If it is contained in the field, but abutting the boundary, it is also not included in the base core. However, the Gemara inquires, Mufzik Ofer Bein Tayim. If there is a strip of earth less than 3 tefachim wide separating the rock from the boundary, is it included in the field? Or, Ofer Melmata Bitsun Melamalo, Ofer Melmala Bitsun Melmata. If the rock reaches until the boundary, but there is arable land on top of it or under it, is it included in the field? The Gemara answers, Tekui, leaving these matters unresolved. The Mishnah concludes, Vim Amar Loi Kibes Kur Ofer. If he specified that he is selling approximately a base core of earth, even if the ditches or rocks measure more than 10 tefachim, they count towards the base core. Rashbam explains, this expression allowed for some non-arable land. However, if these areas totaled more than 4 kav, they're not included because he mentioned offer arable earth.